You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.
This is New Hampshire Now on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of the show is brought to you by ARP New Hampshire. Government is broken and politicians are constantly getting into fights instead of getting results on key issues like the high cost of prescription drugs. More information, check out ARP.org/RX. This hour also presented by the Concord Food Co-op. Great food, great people. Dine in or shop. The Concord Food Co-op is the centerpiece of Concord's beautiful main street. For more information, check out ConcordFoodCoop.coop. This is the New Hampshire Now program on KXL. Steinhauser in just a few moments. Granite Geek David Brooks as well here at this hour of the show. Celtics winners last night. They beat the Heat by 5 inside TD Garden. And Celtics making their playoff push. Just a few games left in the regular season before the Celtics begin a series against the Indiana Pacers. And what the Celtics are battling for right now is home court advantage in that first round series. There's no question this has been a disappointing season for the Celtics to date, but they are looking to turn things around. Al Horford was a big part of the Celtics win last night as he had a triple-double for Boston in defeating the Miami Heat in TD Garden. Horford, 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Celtics tied with the Pacers, who won last night over the Pistons, for that fourth spot as they battled down the stretch. Home court advantage may come down to that Friday matchup in Indiana. Of course, you can hear all Celtics games here on WKXL. Next contest is on Wednesday, and that is in Miami against the Heat. And pregame covered at 7 o'clock, pregame at 7:30 for that one. Here is my conversation with the Celtics, Al Horford.
In your view, what is it going to take for this team to be, quote-unquote, playoff ready? And do you feel that this group is going to be able to flip the switch and be able to do what you guys expect?
Well, I think that we have a great opportunity this week here to really play basketball at a high level. Heat are playing for their playoff lives. They're playing at a high level. And tonight will be a great opportunity for us to continue to play the way that we want to play and the way that we want to look.
Is it important to set a goal such as, you know, getting the fourth spot, getting home court in that first round? Maybe you don't need it, but in terms of making sure that you are playing at that high level and you set something that's achievable.
Oh, no, you definitely need home court. I mean, I think it's important. Okay. Indiana's a good team. They play well. And, if we can get home court, we definitely should try to get to that position. And but also at the same time, we do want to be playing good basketball.
What's your level of comfort with playing alongside Baines versus being the five? You've talked about it before that you like playing the four alongside Baines. It gives you more options defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that it just depends. It all depends what our team needs, and I feel comfortable playing both positions. Mm-hmm. That's one of my strengths as a player. I think that I can just play multiple positions, and I can adjust and do a good job. And coach feels right now that with Baines out there, it gives us a different look, and it's a good look. And we're going along with it.
Has there been a common, thread in terms of not being able to achieve the consistency that you want, that you can think could easily be addressed here over this last week that will allow for, that feeling to exist about what you can do?
I just think that, it's been a long season. At the end of the day, we kind of have to there's nothing we can do about all the ups and downs we've had throughout. At this point, we have to see, how good we can be in these next few games. And these games are playoff-like games because these teams, like I told you, are fighting for their playoff lives. And I just think this will be good preparation for us.
Finally, how do you feel about your last couple months? Like, to me, it seems like you've been playing some of your best basketball as a Celtic, battling some injury stuff and resting a little bit as well. But do you feel as good as you have felt as a Celtic?
I feel like I'm in a good place. I feel like I am in a good place. Just want to continue to improve and to help the team, in any way that I can.
Tweet. Thanks. Good to see you.
That is Al Horford. Celtics and Heat. Next matchup for the Boston Celtics is tomorrow. Pregame coverage at 7, tip-off at 7:30, and a huge game. Home court on the line as the Celtics battle the Pacers on Friday in Indiana. Pregame coverage on that here on KXL is at 7:30, the tip-off a little after 8 o'clock. This is New Hampshire Now. That segment of the program brought to you by New England College and New England College's College Convention 2020, which is coming to Manchester in January. I encourage you to go to nec.edu for more information as presidential candidates, media personalities, and issue advocates will all come together for a huge event, which will also include 1,000 college students, over 1,000 college students from all across the country. More information, go to nec.edu. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the show brought to you by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council, and also by New Futures.